think it's easy to get excited and be like, oh my gosh, this couple sounds amazing. Look at where they're getting married, and instantly go internal, right? As the photographer, I cannot wait to show up. I can't wait to pose them in this way. I wonder what dress she's wearing. I
I
wonder,
can't wait to share these this venue.
yeah, I'm going to submit this blog. This is going to be awesome. This is going to be the front page of my website. My, right? And it can be really easy, especially when we're excited about the people that we're working with, to solely think about ourselves in that process, because we still are building a business and we still are excited about making images. But remembering to reverse that and be reminded that our images will only be as good as we're serving this couple. So if we think about the couple before ourselves and think, how can we serve these two unique humans who are incredibly in love and excited about getting married, and not thinking about any publications or ceremonies and perfect lighting, et cetera, right? Celebrating them, allowing them to feel known, and giving them chances to trust us as not just photographers, but guides to their wedding day, I think is a huge opportunity. For photographers to lean in with other people, build rapport, and ultimately what yields incredible images, right? Because if they're stiffed up and worried about all these things that don't matter on a wedding day, then they're not going to look natural. They're not going to look alive in the photos. And those are things that we strive for.
You're listening to Flow Insider, a podcast for creative entrepreneurs who want a fresh perspective on business, communication, and art.
Hi, good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing great. How are you?
I'm good. I've already done my whole day. I'm ready for bed, but I'm excited to talk to you. How often do you get the Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston joke?
Oh my goodness.
All the time.
Yeah.
And often too, people somehow combine our names and they call Brad Ben. That
Yeah.
happens a lot.
Yeah.
Ben.
We were honestly, yeah, really surprised when we rebranded a while ago and were searching for our domain, and we were so surprised to be able to get it. Not just to get the domain, but to get the Instagram handle as well. Because we thought we'd be battling, the Brad and Jen saga for so long.
Yeah, like the Brett and Jen fan pages on Instagram.
Yes.
That's amazing. How long ago did you get the domain and the Instagram handle? That
I
must
think it's
have been 5 years ago, I
yeah,
think.
2015 or 2016. Yeah,
Oh,
just like an
okay.
overall like
Okay.
studio name a while back, and just rebranded to our names. But we
Yeah.
did have to like buy it from a private
We had to pay
owner.
more than
Yeah.
the average
Yeah.
domain name, so.
Oh, okay. So it's a good thing they broke up and you got the name, so. No issues there. Brett and Jen, it's so nice to talk to you today. For everyone that's listening and doesn't know you guys, could you give us an introduction? Where are you from? Where do you live now? How did you become wedding photographers? How did you guys meet? Give us a love story as well, because everyone loves a love story.
Cool. Go
Go.
for it.
Yeah, do that. So obviously we're Brad and Jen. We are based in Nashville, Tennessee. We've got two little boys who are awesome and young and sweet. And yeah, so I guess I'll start with how we met, and you can talk about how we got into
Okay,
photography if that
cool.
works.
Yeah.
So Brad and I met in college. We were both at Belmont University, and it was kind of our last semester there. And so we were in a philosophy of film class, which the entire course, we would kind of watch these films, and then the second half of the class, we were having these deep discussions about what is your definition of the good life through the lenses of these movies that we're watching. And so you got to know people on a pretty deep and intimate level really quickly, because you're kind of unearthing their values and their belief systems and the ways they process things, which I think was just a great foundation for that. We always kind of joke that we fell in love over a bag of popcorn, because Brad made a comment to me 1 week. I, of course, had a massive crush on him. And he said, "Hey, I think it's your turn to bring popcorn next week." So the next week, I remembered and I showed up with two individual bags of popcorn, one for him and one for me. And he was kind of like, okay, that's, I see what you're doing there. And from there, we just started hanging out more and started dating. But we found out afterward, actually, the class that we met in, that professor, unknown to us, was known on campus for couples meeting in his class and getting married because of how intentional he was and how just the conversations got taken to such a deeper level, like so right off the bat. So we were, I think, either the seventh or eighth couple that met in his class and got married.
Wow, that is a high success. Did you invite him to your wedding?
we did not. Well, I'm like, we should have. Yeah.
I don't think he ever knew. Who knows? Maybe he saw our interested eyes across the, across the classroom.
Amazing.
Yeah. So it's pretty fun.
Yeah. So from there, you know, Belmont is in Nashville. I originally am from Michigan. I've been down here 14 years at this point now. And so we had graduated, and you know, part of our hobby of spending time together was just making photos. I had taken a film, you know, photography film class at Belmont as an extracurricular, just like building credits. And, you know, Belmont being a liberal arts school, there were so many people that needed a headshot, band photos, you know, whatever the case was. And we started becoming known around campus as, you know, Brad and Jen with cameras. And even after we graduated, people were still kind of calling us. And at the time, we thought, wow, how fun would it be to be commercial photographers? And I had done some assisting for a local commercial photographer here. And we kind of had this vision. What would it look like to build a business together? And at this point, we weren't even engaged. We were just dating. And we're talking about building a business together and making dollars and all of this.
I think our friends thought we were crazy.
Yeah, we might have been.
Well, and of course, out, you know,
It did work out. Like many stories go, you know, we get a phone call from an old friend of mine in Michigan who's getting married and wants us to shoot their wedding. And we're like, oh my goodness, we can't shoot a wedding. We're above this. We want to go down a different path. And
also it's kind of scary because it's an unrepeatable event, you know, or this person's trusting us to document this day. And at that point, we had no idea what we were doing. We'd hardly even been to weddings ourselves, let alone documenting one. So,
So long story short is we shoot this wedding, we decided to take it on, and we got to see how quickly, how well we worked together. I mean, we were communicating across the aisles about what was about to happen, where we needed to be and when. And we realized that, gosh, this thing that we have, this relationship that we love and that we see longevity in, we're celebrating this with another couple and being a part of their celebration and capturing these just crazy moments that we're experiencing ourselves, how much we love one another, how excited we are to spend a lifetime together. And the rest really is history. We were able to, you know, share that wedding. And, you know, now 11 years later, we've been wedding photographers.
And, you know, kind of, we were both working full time at the time. And so, over the course of that season, it was like, okay, maybe this could be what we do full time. Maybe there is potential in this. Because I think that idea was always intriguing to us, but it always felt like, is this possible? Like, can we pay our bills and be photographers? And I think that it just became more and more apparent. So we started like leaving jobs, moving to part-time, and then eventually transitioned to full-time. And we've been doing that what, not 9 years, 8 years, something like that, full time. So it feels so long ago that I can't even remember. But it's been really great.
Beautiful. I'm curious to know how doing wedding photography specifically together has influenced and changed your relationship. Sorry, I'm going like personal here. I'm really curious about it because of what you just said, Brad, how like, you know, documenting other people's love and being in love yourself. Like, how has that changed or impacted your relationship?
I instantly just think of, I feel like it has given us such a sober reality on what, like the importance of that day and the importance of community around you. You know, you see these days where you've got dads giving speeches about seeing their babies when they were young, and now we have babies and we're seeing things through their eyes. Or You just see those moments that happen between people and knowing that, like, this life is so precious and this thing that we get to share together is amazing. And I think every single time, especially during like the ceremony portion, there are many times where, you know, whether it's an officiant or a pastor or whoever it is, will say something in their like marriage speech that is just something that we needed to hear, or like it's another tool in our tool belt to understand how to love one another better. Like I specifically remember when we shot in Nashville probably like 5 years ago, and the officiant was kind of giving this advice of, when you hit those hard seasons in your marriage and you have these those days where it's tough and you're in an argument or things just feel off, not to let that create more division. But his suggestion was like to simply stick your baby toe out toward one another, like take that first tiny initial step. And that has stuck with me over the course of our marriage since I heard that. Like when we're in difficult conversations, just going, I don't want this like external circumstance to create more division, to distance us in a way that is unnecessary. And so that is like always in the back of my mind when those times come up of like, okay, I'm just, how can I like stick my baby toe toward him right now? Mm. How can I love him in a different way, put myself aside? So I think we've learned a lot of marriage advice from going to these weddings, honestly.
And just being reminded of the promises that we've made to one another. I think there's a reason that we all love weddings, even as guests. You know, you get to witness love in front of being displayed in front of you. And for us who do that 20 plus times a year, we get to be reminded that, oh my goodness, you know, it's been 10 years since our wedding, but these are the promises that we've made to one another. And it's just good to be reminded that this is, you know, we have no intentions of ever ending anything, but this is a lifelong commitment and it's serious and it's holy. And being able to be reminded of that many times a year is awesome. I have another story real quick. I remember a couple of years ago, one of the officiants had officiated a wedding and, you know, had this incredible message. And I walked up to him after the ceremony, and I just, you know, commented on how incredibly meaningful what he said to the couple was. And his only words were, "Let it affect you." Not thank you. Not, okay, oh my goodness, thanks for the words, whatever. Just let it affect you. And then he walked away. And I thought, yeah, it is. It's one thing to hear something and to feel it, but it's another thing to actually let it change your life, your life. And being able to witness moments like that over and over again and see the ways that it impacts our life is a gift.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. Thanks so much. So your website is really cool. You go on it and it says the first thing you see is wedding photography, but different, which I love. So what makes the difference? Why is your wedding photography, why are you different?
You know, I think that we've been through a lot together over the last 10 years, and we it took us a while to understand our voice as photographers. And, you know, we were building a marriage and building a relationship in the midst of growing our business. Mm-hmm. And at first, when we were first starting out, we were trying to understand what it is that we wanted to offer to couples who were getting married. And it took a while to understand what that voice was, who we were as people. And of course, at the time, there were incredible photographers who were changing the industry 10, 11 years ago. Mm-hmm. And we were scratching our heads thinking, this is incredible. Let's, you know, look at what this person is doing. Look at what that person's doing. Do we want to tailor ourselves towards this person, or do we want to be moody? Do we want to be light and airy? And I think we started recognizing that it wasn't our job to start looking at the industry as a whole and copying someone else's style, but to really understand who we were. And for Jen and I, that required us diving into not who we were as wedding photographers, but who we were as people.
Yeah.
And what were our values? Why did we believe in marriage? Why are we even wedding photographers? What is this thing that we're pursuing? And what kind of life is it giving us? And why is that so important to us? And I think once we started to understand what our values were, that we really believe in community. We really believe that, like Jen said earlier, that this life is precious and it's short and it goes by so quickly. that we could kind of see this, all the things that we believed in and that we valued in our life were exemplified in a wedding day. Mm-hmm. We get to hear family members speak to one another. We get to see these incredible moments blossom before us with, you know, a father and an aunt, or a father, or I'm sorry, a daughter and an aunt, and the daughter and a grandfather whom she might never see again, right? Mm-hmm. And so we were starting to have these conversations and understand that what we wanted to photograph and what we wanted to, how we wanted to serve our couples was to highlight the fact that these weddings are precious, that we wanted to know who these people were that were in front of our cameras and what story that was being woven in their lives, so that we could show up on a wedding day, understand who the most important people are, understand their personalities, and really honor them by capturing those people and the moments that were important to them and how they expressed it as, you know, unique individuals. Yeah. Sorry, that was really long-winded. Did that make sense?
Yeah. I think too, you know, I think I say this to people all the time. I'm like, I genuinely believe that we could shoot at the same exact venue every weekend and the bride wear the same dress and the flowers be the same. Like, if all the mm-hmm. externals were the same, I feel like because we are trying so hard to establish a connection with our couple and understand who they are from like a core level.
Yeah,
I believe that those images would be entirely different. Like, there are different mm-hmm. emotions, different hearts on display, different interactions between family members, different weather that day, you know, all of these things that come into play that I think we try our best every day before we go to a wedding to remind ourselves to be really awake and aware of like who they are, what this day has for us, and telling that in as truthful of a way as possible, where, you know, we're really letting things unfold very naturally. And honestly, just trying to give them images that, you know, if someone can't attend their wedding or if they have kids down the road, like, we want to give them images that if someone wasn't able to be there, they would know what it felt like to be there. And so I think a lot of that comes in not just posing them in pretty light, not just telling them to stand here and smile, but to be very cognizant of what this day is, and then be watching for those moments, watching for those like glances that happen, and those, you're like, okay, something's brewing, mama's about to cry, like, I'm going to position myself in this part of the room so that I'm able to capture that because I can see something is stirring. And so I think just, yeah, trying to be awake to like who the humans are in front of us, mm-hmm. I think is what I would say makes us different in that way.
And looking at your images, they, one thing that I felt while looking at them was they feel very alive. And like all the documentary shots just feel very alive, like you're in the middle of it, like in the action. And I love what you just said about when you start off. And I think that's great advice for photographers who are starting or maybe are even in the middle of a change and feel lost, to not think about, well, what kind of photographer do I want to be or what kind of photos do I want to take, but actually, who am I and what matters to me? Because it's one thing like trying to recreate someone's style or like, how do these people shoot? How can I shoot the same way? Or how can I edit the same way? How can I get the same clients? But it's a whole other thing to go from the foundation, from like yourself, what matters to you, what are your values, and build your creation on that. That is so much more sustainable and also honest. So I love that very much. I'm all for that. I think that's such great advice for people starting out, especially in this saturated industry, isn't it?
I think it's fulfilling too, right?
Yeah,
so it's like you build a business, the idea of someone else's vision or someone else's work or style.
And what you think you're supposed to do.
Right. Then there's always going to be this thing inside of you that wants out, and you'll understand, or you won't understand what that is until you take the time to ask the questions and to understand who you are, and then allow yourself the freedom and really the courage to express that in a unique way, which I think adds to, you know, not just sustainability as a unique artist, but fulfillment.
That's so true. I realized also, another thing I realized while looking at your website was that you're famous. Like I'm sure you are famous, but also you're like Pinterest famous. I know one of your photos very, very well. Because it's all over Pinterest. Maybe you know which one I mean. Or maybe you have loads of Pinterest famous images. But it's from the ceremony, I believe. Uh-huh. It's like the really close-up of bride and groom like profiles. And she's crying. That one. Yep. I was like, I know this shot. I'm pretty sure I pinned it. I'm pretty sure former clients of mine have pinned it and showed it to me. And they went like, we want this. And I'm like, well, it's not, I cannot make you cry, you know, you have to do that.
It's weird to hear you call us famous, but yes, I know the image you're referring to. And that is definitely, I think that speaks so much to the, just the idea of like it being a collaborative thing. And like you said, hey, I can't make you cry on a wedding day. It's like
exactly.
They were there fully as themselves and felt permission to not have to hide the tears and not have to just hold back the joy that they were experiencing. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that is such, like, we want to give that gift to our couples on their wedding day where they feel like they do have the freedom to be themselves, to express their emotions, whatever that looks like. And, to just be really in the moment. And so, I love that image myself. And they're a very, very sweet and wonderful couple. So
It's a gorgeous image. Absolutely. And I'd love to know, how do you create those relationships? Because everything you share online and from your work, it comes across very relational, right? How do you create that connection with them? Is it in the way, I'm sure, like in the way you present yourself, but then also beyond that, when you start the actual real life connection with them, what happens then?
I feel like my gut response to that is, yes, obviously we are photographers. Like, that is why we are there on a wedding day. That is why people are inquiring on our site. But I think that the part of our job that we love more, or maybe just as much, I should say, is I think just showing up as humans who are helping guide them in this experience of what it feels like to be on a wedding day. We have been in those roles ourselves 10 years ago and know like the flurry of emotions that exist. We know, that yes, there can be stressful moments in planning, and here were the things that were stressful for us, and how can we put ourselves back in their shoes and try to encourage them along the way? How can we try to slow them down and remind them of, hey, if you're doing a first look, like this is about to be a moment that you're going to remember. How can we just encourage them in that? And that continue throughout the day.
Yeah.
I think backing up and thinking about, as people come to our site, as they come, into our inquiry inbox, I think so much of that relational interaction starts right from the get-go. And so calling them, getting on the phone, hearing their story, hearing their hearts, what's important to them, I think is a massive piece of the process for us. And wanting to make sure that, we're all on the same page in terms of like expectations for the photos themselves, but also just genuinely getting to hear who they are and knowing those pieces of their story that make them unique. And then, throughout the way, like asking questions, helping, educate along the way in terms of, here are things that will set you up for success so that your day can be stress-free, so that you can be present. Mm-hmm. So trying to just continue to, guide them in some way, throughout the process. And then I think, on the wedding day, like, we never want it to feel like, oh, hey, the photographers are here. We want it to be like, hey, Brett and Jen are here and they happen to have cameras with them. Great. And so just finding like, what are the ways that we can interact with them before the wedding day? How can we make them feel loved and seen? Mm-hmm. How can we know more pieces of their story before we show up so that we can serve them well? Mm-hmm. And then obviously the day of, just like, encouraging them, being excited, and like I said, reminding them of what that day is about.
Yeah. I can't remember who shared this sentiment with us, but keeping the main thing, right?
Okay. Like,
weddings are amazing celebrations, and they are made to be beautiful. And we appreciate a great floral arrangement. But at the end of the day, the dress, no matter how beautiful, the flowers, no matter how beautiful, will wilt or get hung up. And there will be a relationship and a marriage and a story that is still forming and blossoming. And they'll be able to look back on this day and either remember, you know, how stressful the guest count was, or managing family expectations, or, all of the decisions that come along with a wedding day that most couples have never, ever had to make decisions on before. So if we can be that small reminder throughout the entire wedding process of, hey, you're getting married, let's just remember throughout this whole thing that is what's most important.
Yeah.
And all these decisions that you're trying to make, let's make sure that they give back to an experience that you are going to be present on your wedding day and not worried about anything else. And I think having those conversations with our couples builds trust and rapport between us. And so that by the time we get to a wedding day, there are a lot of times where, you know, we're not really showing our faces. If a couple doesn't do an engagement session or we don't do a FaceTime, we will meet some of our couples on their wedding day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so encouraging when we show up and they're hugging us and saying, we're so happy you're here, because it allows us to know that we did our job well.
Mm-hmm.
And we can.
Mom is even saying, oh my gosh, I've heard so much about you. Like,
right.
They're so excited you're here today.
Yeah. So I know that's kind of a long answer, and we're not the only photographers that's important to, but just finding ways to serve our couples and keep the main thing.
Mm. I love long answers, so don't worry about that. Do you think that is something that some photographers overlook, like keeping the main thing? Do you think that's I know that you coach other photographers as well, and you mentor other photographers. From your experience and observation, what are the things that tend to be overlooked when creating that client experience, when caring for your clients?
Yeah, I mean, you know, going back to what we said before, so many couples that are coming across our site and inquiring about wedding photography have never planned a wedding before. And I think it's easy to get excited and be like, oh my gosh, this couple sounds amazing. Look at where they're getting married, and instantly go internal, right? As the photographer, I cannot wait to show up. I can't wait to pose them in this way. I wonder what dress she's wearing. I
can't wait to share this venue.
Yeah. I'm going to submit this blog. This is going to be awesome. This is going to be the front page of my website. My, right? And can be really easy, especially when we're excited about the people that we're working with, to solely think about ourselves in that process, because we still are building a business and we still are excited about making images.
Yeah.
But remembering to reverse that and be reminded that our images will only be as good as we're serving this couple. So if we think about the couple before ourselves and think, how can we serve these two unique humans who are incredibly in love and excited about getting married, and not thinking about any publications or ceremonies and perfect lighting, et cetera, right? Celebrating them, allowing them to feel known, and giving them chances to trust us as not just photographers, but guides to their wedding day, I think is a huge opportunity for photographers to lean in with other people, build rapport, and ultimately what yields incredible images, right? Because if they're stiffed up and worried about all these things that don't matter on a wedding day, then they're not going to look natural. They're not going to look alive in the photos. And those are things that we strive for.
Yeah. I think a big thing that we see pretty frequently in just mentoring other photographers is there's, you know, sometimes people will have a little bit of like, okay, I'm going to send them a welcome gift, and maybe I'll have a questionnaire that I send them at some point. But I think a lot of times it's kind of like photographers will book a couple and they're all excited and there's all this hype like right around the time of booking.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as like that is checked off, Then they kind of just go on the back burner until it's like, okay, 2 weeks before the wedding, the planner sent me the timeline, so I should probably reach out.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, that's something that as we mentor people, you know, we ask pretty detailed questions about their processes and their business. And I think that is a reoccurring theme that we've seen. And so encouraging people, like, it is hard to be on the other side of the camera. It is, you know, a vulnerable space to have someone documenting not only you, but like this very intimate day in your lives. And so honoring the fact that you've been given this position of being there in this very intimate space with them and doing your best to just nurture that relationship throughout the process, whether that is helping educate them on things throughout the way, whether that's answering questions before they have them, or whether that's just like connecting and letting them know that you're thinking about them. I think those things go such a long way in building this like overall experience where you're not just showing up as the photographer. You're not, you know, just another vendor on a checklist. It is a relationship. They are walking in knowing who you are, excited that you're there, and they felt loved and cared for you all throughout the way. So it's like the wedding day is just like this cherry on top, you know? It's like, cool, now we get to hang out in person, but all along the way I've felt known and seen by you. And so I think that if I would say something that I think people overlook, I think that's a huge one.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. How do you answer questions before someone has them? What does that look like? I'm curious.
Well, you know, having 10 years of experience under our belt, we've been able to look back and see patterns of concern from our couples, right? Like here, you know, we're 12 months out from a wedding. When do those questions typically arise? And, you know, answering those questions and the timing of those is different based on how long we have until a wedding. But
right.
I think a huge thing for us is setting expectations on the front end. Hey, these are things that we'll be talking about along the way.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to worry about this, you know, answer yet, but this question will be coming. And, you know, there are some brides that want to know answers or have questions before we're able to get to them. And that's totally fine. Some people who are a little more like plan oriented, right?
Yeah.
But being able to tweak and build a workflow that we can lay out before us and say, all right, here, you know, we have guides as it relates to an engagement session or your wedding day or choosing specific vendors. And those things come at certain times in the process. And we want to stay ahead of those questions as experts in our industry and as guides to their wedding day.
Yeah. So like, for example, just trying to give like a very tangible example of that, like we know that when they book us as a photographer, they're typically in the beginning stages of planning. So that is the time where we want to be talking about, hey, here are vendor recommendations. If you need help, reach out. Like there are plenty of people that we love to work with that we're, you know, happy to give our two cents on, rather than that coming later in the process, at which point they've probably already done most of those things. Or like another really tangible one that I think of is, and I think this came as a byproduct of like, we kept getting the same question over and over and we were like, okay, how can we do a better job of like serving and educating people? And so after the wedding, the number one question was always, so when do I get to see my images?
Yep.
And so now that translated into okay, let's answer their question before they ask it. So they see it in the pricing guide, they see it in their contract, which those were always in existence, but usually there's such a large gap of time that people have forgotten. Like they're not going back to their contract and going, okay, wait, when do I get my photos again? And so after the wedding happens, typically like the Monday after the wedding, we are sending them an email. Here's what you can expect next. Here's when you will receive your images. Here's how you can access your gallery. Here's what you need to be. Here's what you need to know about your heirlooms, like your albums and your print boxes. And so trying to find the areas where, honestly, I think most of those things have come from, just recognizing that like we were getting the same question over and over again, or we didn't serve someone well. And so it was like taking this circumstance that could have been seen as like a failure and going, okay, how do we make this an opportunity to serve and love our couples better? So yeah, I don't know if that helps put a little meat to the
bones. That's great. Things, that's great. Thank you so much. That's really great. And it does make everyone's life easier, your clients' lives and your own as well. If you have something in place, a system in place that you don't have to just do from scratch every time someone asks. So
yeah,
it is definitely an easier experience for everyone. But we all know those clients. I used to be a wedding photographer, and we all know those clients who, it's written everywhere, you know, it's in the contract, it's in the pricing sheet, it's everywhere, but they just ask because they don't read those things. They just don't read them. Have you ever, contract aside or that specific thing aside, but have you ever had clients that were unhappy for whatever reason and not satisfied? I mean, I find it hard to believe looking at your body of work. Has that ever happened, and how do you deal with that? Let's get into the difficult things.
Sure. Yeah. Thankfully, we haven't had anyone upset, after the fact. I think that there have been moments along the way where we maybe could have done a better job at setting expectations, which I think really comes down to, what an unhappy customer comes down to.
Yeah.
Unmet expectations.
Yeah. True. Yeah.
So, a huge thing that I think is important to us is making sure that we're listening and that we're doing a good job of continuing to know who our clients are, what their disappointment is, and owning our mistakes. I just last week we had a miscommunication with an engagement session with one of our associates, and we recognized that we dropped the ball on something that we should have stepped up to, and our bride, while she didn't necessarily communicate that she was frustrated, we were like, you know what, we need to take an extra step forward and make sure that we're serving her really well. So we're going to actually rush deliver this engagement session and surprise her with this, because we should have done something a little different last week that we didn't take responsibility for, or we did take responsibility for and chose to.
Just got lost in communication.
Right. So yeah, I think. Setting expectations, understanding our clients' expectations, and making sure that we're doing a good job at listening and allowing them space to feel known and heard.
Yeah. And I think in that, as I am just trying to process, when are times that people have maybe been confused or upset? I think a lot of times people can get really confused about, well, I get the images, but my parent, everyone else doesn't have access to them. How does that work? And so trying to do a better job of explaining that, but then also, I think on the back end, trying to listen really empathetically without getting defensive, without just immediately laying down the law so that they feel known and heard.
Yeah.
And then kind of recommunicating that in as kind of a way as possible. Here's, what this looks like. And I think that honestly, that's always been any potential mishap has always been diffused in that way, because there's humans engaging in that point. I think email, I would not advise anyone handle any disagreements like this in an email, because I think there's no human interaction. There's way too much room for error. And well, you said this and you meant it in this way. And I think being able to hear tone of voice is super important. And just, clarifying, what did you mean by that? Goes a long way. So, the other piece in that I think I would say is we always ask our couples afterward for feedback. Hey, was there anything that you wish that we had captured that you didn't see in your images? Or, just asking about their experience overall. And I think that we haven't gotten many, constructive criticism. But the times that we have, it's been incredibly helpful for us seeing things more and more through the lens of our couples. There was a couple one time that several years ago now told us, hey, I wish I all of our photos are amazing, but I wish that during the speeches I had seen more photos of other guests rather than just us, the people giving speeches and the parents. And we were like, oh, of course. Yes, that makes sense. But we were kind of focused in on those key players of the day, so to speak. And I think giving our couples room to speak into that just continues to help that evolution of serving people better and understanding, what it is that we can be doing better to give a more well-rounded experience.
That is so powerful to ask for feedback. I don't think that's something that a lot of photographers do, though. That is really, really because it is scary to ask for feedback on something so like personal and or like it feels personal, right? Because it's like your art, you're creating it. Yes, you're creating it for someone else, and it's about them and their day. But it's also it's just really scary. But it sounds like. Yeah. Do you like when you receive those emails back, are you like sweating? Like, I don't want to open this email.
I feel like I cover my eyes a little bit. Like, is it, let me see if it's good. And then I can take a deep breath and know.
But I also know that those emails have made us better photographers, right? Yeah. So there is always like a little, you know, sweaty pits going on. But I think understanding that, hey, this is continuing even after the service is done to make our clients feel known and heard, and yeah. we get to become better photographers because of their feedback.
That's true.
And is that how you get most of your bookings, like because of your clients and like how much they love you? And are they like your biggest fans and you get all referrals from them? How does it work? You personally?
I hope so.
it sounds like it.
Yeah, I think most of our referrals I know most of our referrals are word of mouth.
Yeah.
We were recently talking about this the other day. Amazing. What if Instagram, website, social media didn't exist?
Ooh.
Right? How would that change the way that we treat our couples throughout the process leading up to their wedding day? How would that change the way we treat their family members, their bridal party, the other vendors who are serving the couple that day? And it made us realize, oh my goodness, that is the biggest asset that we can have, right? Of being able to be relational, being able to be trusted from not just the couple, but their family members, the bridal party. We shot a wedding back in December and we were approached after the wedding by several bridal party members with showering us with compliments. We have never seen wedding photographers engage, remember names, make us feel comfortable like you and Jen have. Make it easy. Yeah. And of course, it's like incredible, but we're also thinking that dude has a girlfriend, right? these are future clients, not just brand ambassadors, but people who, when the time comes, hopefully are going to be calling us and remembering the experience that they had, either as a brother of the groom, a bridal party member, or just a guest on a wedding day who saw an experience laid before them. And if we are not acting as if our social media and website presence didn't exist, then we have to do a better job on our wedding days.
Yeah. And actually the wedding that Brad's referring to, that couple, she attended a wedding we shot 7 years ago when she was a teenager and told her mom, when I get married someday, I want them to shoot my wedding. And sure enough, 7 years later, here we are shooting her wedding with the couple whose wedding we originally shot attending as guests. And it just was a very surreal experience. We've had that happen a couple times, but I think that's the largest gap in time that we've seen that happen. And I think it just, it goes to show the power of like, give not just giving the couple a great experience, but just like being a kind human to everybody who's at the wedding that day. And yeah, just serving people well.
Yeah, that was a true honor.
Yeah.
Wow. So powerful to build those relationships. Amazing. Thank you guys so much. This was a perfect wrap up because it is all about relationships, and photography is such an intimate and personal thing that I think, yeah, sometimes we can, especially right now living in an Instagram world, we can get so caught up in the pretty images that we forget what it is actually about. And I love that thought of what if Instagram didn't exist. It's so important to think about what you and your business would look like without it and your relationships. So thank you guys. That was amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah,
it's so fun.
Really, really loved your insight, and thanks for being open and honest and just great fun to talk to.
Yeah.
You're listening to Flow Insider, a podcast for creative entrepreneurs who want a fresh perspective on business, communication, and art.